If you've seen the popular television show The Dragon's Den, you know that it's a program that features a no-nonsense group of business tycoons looking to invest in promising Canadian companies. But convincing someone to give you money is never easy, especially the dragons. Today, the second in our Dragon's Den series, we're following a company called Environment Depot on their quest for dragon financing. They made their pitch to producers of The Dragon's Den, who were holding auditions at an environmental industries trade fair in Vancouver. Stay tuned to hear the pitch and to find out if they made it on the show. I'm Michael Mancini, Editor-in-Chief of CanadExport, the official e-magazine of the Canadian Trade Commissioner Service, Canada's most comprehensive network of international business professionals. You're about to hear Jay Lundy and Bill Powell of Environment Depot making their pitch to two producers. Have a listen and see if you think the company makes it on the show. We'll find out right after the audition, and we'll talk to one expert who has some useful best practices to share. Here's the pitch.
Our product is a product called AZ Comp. What it really does is it turns the solids into effluent, whether it's agriculture from dairies, hogs, chickens, etc., or people, towns, cities, municipalities, and it turns it into a safe liquid.
So how much money are you looking for?
We're looking for $1.75 million, and that is to purchase the production company and also expand the production facilities.
And give me the late, like, this is all signed, sounds great, obviously, to be able to convert solids, etc., but give what are we talking about here, application-wise? Sewage or?
All sewage, whether it's animal or human. The product also has got the capability of being tweaked.
Okay, but just back to simple terms, the product, the compound, how is it being used? Give me the sort of layman's application here. Who buys it from you and how do they use it and where?
Towns, cities, municipalities, large intensive livestock operation, hog producers, dairy producers, and poultry producers.
And how much are you selling now?
Right now, currently, in Western Canada, the sales are about $750,000.
You've got the best solution. Why do you say you want to buy the production facility? You guys don't own it?
The production facility now is we are the distributor for the product.
I understand that, but I need to know, one last time I'll ask you, how do you deliver it? Is it a special magic serum that you throw into the pile of poop, or how does it... Like, you got to just explain how you deliver it and what kind of volumes are we talking about.
Very simply, I'm going to turn the over to Bill. He'll explain that and also explain what we're doing in the international market.
It's sold in 2 pound or 0.9 kilo water-soluble bags.
So, yeah, that might need to come a little bit earlier in the presentation just because, you know, compounds and product is very lingo terminology and we like to know. It's like a big thing. You throw it into the bucket of poop and it fixes it and you can then dump it into the water stream.
We're the poo specialists.
So give us an idea, because the dragons like money and that's all they care about. It's like, yes, you're saving the world and helping make drinking water, but give me an idea of like potential clients on the international market.
The city of Harare in Zimbabwe last year used $44 million in chemicals to try to treat their wastewater. We have quoted $14 million to completely clean up the whole wastewater system for the city of Harare. The city of Bulawayo, we've received an order from them today, from Oxfam, to clean up all the pipes, underground pipes. We've quoted $1 million to do that project.
But that's a lot of money based on, you don't actually have, I don't know what equity you're bringing into the equation here, but asking for $1 million for, I'm not sure.
1.75.
Yeah.
That's a purchase of company equipment.
But how much money are you going? How much of the company are you going to give up for 1.7?
20% of the profits, until we pay the money back.
What? How much money have you guys put into this company?
Minimum of $300,000. Probably closer to four if we really figured it out.
Okay, great.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
That was Bill Powell and Jay Lundy of Environment Depot making their pitch to Dragon's Den producers. Now, before we find out if they made it onto the show, let's see if the pitch was effective. We're now going to speak to someone who knows a thing or two about making a pitch. With me on the phone is Isabel Marizani, Senior Business Advisor at InnoCentre, a technology business accelerator that specializes in international commercialization and business coaching in Montreal and Quebec City. Welcome to the podcast, Isabel, and thanks for speaking with me.
Hi.
So you heard the pitch. I know you hear lots of pitches all the time. What did you think?
I thought overall the product seemed very interesting, with a lot of sales potential. However, I thought the real difficulty for this pitch was to convince. I thought basically four different things. The first was not enough preparation. It didn't seem like they had rehearsed enough. I thought the script was maybe a bit weak. It should have been, I would say, more scripted. Thirdly, I thought the content was probably not clear or concise enough, and I thought terminology was kind of a bit obscure for most people. Lastly, I thought there was somewhat a weak communication of numbers. You could notice that very quickly on, the interviewers had to step in to get the speaker to clarify some basic information. And for the most part, some information that should have been said in the first 30 seconds of the conversation. For instance, the producers had to ask several times about the form and delivery of the compound. Also, the speaker talked about the product without really mentioning anything about his company or the relationship between the distributor and the actual company that produces the product. So that came later in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that this piece of information was not clear from the get-go sort of left an impression that, you know, something was sort of uneasy about that communication. An example of this could have been our company, Environment Depot, is the exclusive worldwide distributor of EasyComp, a compound solid and sold in a 2-pound water-soluble cellulite bag, being used by clients such as cities, villages, and livestock farmers to turn raw sewage into safe water. According to X, now, quote, a reliable source, of course, the water treatment worldwide total available market is of X amount of dollars. So far, and after X many years of selling this product, our sales total X amount of dollars. We are looking for an investment of X amount to buy out the producing company in return for X percent of equity in the company. That's it.
Hmm.
And then you go on to the questions, of course. But you sort of put the basic information on the table, and then you're open for questions. So another thing that needs to be said is that when evaluating a pitch, of course, it's a lot easier to figure out, you know, if it was good or not when you actually can see the pitch, because nonverbal communication is probably as important as the actual text or words you're saying. So in that sense, the only information I had to go with was the sound.
But how do you know if your numbers are right? You know, in other words, how do you know if the amount of money you're asking for matches the equity you might be giving up in the company?
That's an interesting question. Actually, let's say practically speaking, the requested financing should offer an interesting and realistic profit perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or in a reasonable amount of time. So if the financial risk is too important or seems disproportionate to the return, the investor will not be interested for sure. So, for example, if your company is worth $1 million, it is very unlikely that an investor would be willing to inject another $1 million in your company for just a mere 10% of the company's share. So, ideally, the requested funds should sort of correspond in terms of monetary value to the one of the percentage of shares you're willing to offer. Of course, a financial specialist will look at potential sales, not just the actual value of the company, but also the potential sales.
What are some things you should never say in a pitch?
But I would say four things to avoid at all costs. The first one is lingo, terminology, acronyms, unclear language, you know, buzzwords, basically. An example of that would be, you know, the catchy phrases like, we strategize for a synergistic win-win outcome. It sounds very tempting to, you know, impress your counterpart, but it sometimes just doesn't work. Secondly, any statement that makes you look like you're desperate or in a terrible financial situation, such as, I'll accept any deal, or, you know, we can do anything for our clients. Thirdly, is what I would call trying to over-impress the counterpart with humongous numbers. Of course, sometimes these numbers are, in real life, humongous, but it's better to quote a reliable source or a reputable source than to just, you know, say, oh, yes, our market is worth $700 billion. You know, most people dealing with that kind of money usually don't need to be reminded how big of a market that is. They already know about this. Lastly, it's what I would call broken promises, you know, such as, well, I can't show it to you right now, or it's not finished yet, or my sales could be, but. So these are the type of things that sort of leave a somewhat uneasy feeling to the counterpart.
Mm-hmm. So now, if you think a pitch has gone well, should you secure a follow-up right on the spot? How do you follow up appropriately?
Oh, yes. I think, you know, your immediate job was to spark interest. So if you feel that it went well, that the counterpart is sort of interested, you know, unless this person clearly states, listen, I'm not interested, you know, it's a no-go, you should definitely ask for a follow-up meeting. This is what, you know, the elevator pitch is for.
Well, Isabel, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts on this.
Great, thank you. It was my pleasure.
Now, I'm sure you're asking yourselves if the company's pitch was good enough to make it onto the show. Well, they were asked to be on the show, but Lundy and Powell decided appearing on Dragon's Den was not right for them. Lundy and Powell could not be reached for a follow-up interview, but they did send me an email explaining that they are working on a number of projects in Africa that they hope will finance their expansion, and that they prefer to maintain control of their unique Canadian-made product. Well, that's all for this podcast edition of CanadExport. For Canadian companies looking for more advice on making a pitch, whether it's for venture capital or if you are looking for an angel investor, contact the Canadian Trade Commissioner Service online at tradecommissioner.gc.ca. You can also go to canadexport.gc.ca, where you can find articles and other audio podcasts on making a pitch and other useful topics. I'm Michael Mancini, signing off for now. This is a podcast from the Government of Canada.